My name's John Gose, and I'm the general manager of the citrus division of Likes Brothers. We've seen more benefits in battling greening with the addition of some more nutrients, and when I say that, I'm talking about micronutrients in particular, and conditioning the soil, building the organic matter in the soil microbe population, so you know everything kind of works together. So, but that's where we're focusing our resources.
And I think you said you're using some compost in that regard.
Yes, we started using compost earlier this year, and we're going to continue with that program. And we've already seen some very positive results, as our neighbors have seen positive results.
And you said that compost is mostly yard waste?
Yes, it's like 98% yard waste, and then it goes through a decomposition process at the facility, and then they bring it to us.
You all are on a bactericide program.
Well, we were on the bactericide program, and we've opted to get off of it. We started with a CRDF, a trial, when bactericides were first released, and we had two little areas that we had this trial going, and really there was no reason to continue spending the money because we didn't show where it was benefiting us.
Somebody asked you your impression of crop and the crop forecast.
First off, I don't know that we're going to see the 79 million boxes that have been thrown out there. I think the biggest factor that is going to impact that is going to be fruit size. You know, the fruit size in the industry in Florida is trending down. You know, a lot of people are saying we do have a little bit better fruit size this year, but we'll just have to see how that works out.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.